This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this, it is probably the best time of your day.
Wake up.
You are tuned in to the worst guys, baby. Yet again, we're here, making noise, making truth, making everything sound good for you.
Disturbing the peace.
There goes the neighborhood.
DTP.
Yeah. We the guys. We the troublemakers in the neighborhood, for us troublemaking calls. That's the worst, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Malcolm Juli, hanging out with Rhea Beto Sesele. And today we are not alone. I'm joined by some real gangsters, Sean Trims and Miss Charlie. Say what up, yo.
What's happening?
Oh, yeah. So let me tell y'all, every month we have what is called the Artist Zone, right? So in the Artist Zone, we are looking at up-and-coming South African artists who have not been shown to the world yet, you know? And we want the world to hear. We want the world to see. Because, you know, we on the internet. We on the interwebs. There's people in Hong Kong listening to this shit. There's people in Germany. Scheiße, what's up, all my German peeps? Who else is out there? There's people in Paris. Bonjour, ma chérie, bonjour. They're out here, boy. So we like to give people a platform, a place where we can connect as young artists as well and see where we're going in the future. So today on the Artist Zone, we have a friend of Cliff Central. He's been here before. The main O, Sean Trims. What up, dog?
What's hand and big dog?
Always blessed in yourself, man.
Thank y'all for having us, man.
Yeah. You know,
Eastside 2.0 National Radio Tour. We back at it.
All right. So tell us about this National Radio Tour, man, that you're on, brother.
First of all, I saw that post. Just as you got a lot of stations to get through, bro.
Yeah, but then you gotta understand, like with the previous song, I didn't have as many stations as I have right now. So basically, one song at a time. That's why it's like a strategy.
And it grows every single
one
time.
Song at a time annually. You know, it's like a trip off people putting out mixtapes when they're starting out. Ain't nobody trying to hear like 10 songs and stuff. Just put out one song and then people will be like, okay, cool, let me go back to your old stuff.
Okay, you know? I feel there's different approaches, but I fucks with your vision, you know. I mean, yeah. Other artists out there, they're trying to put like maybe a five song, five track mixtape, and then that flourishes and they twirl with it, or they do a little something with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But How's the radio, what's this now, radio tour dates for 2.0?
Yeah. Ish, Joe. It's, yeah, like the end goal is very like marketing, promoting the track, pushing the track, pushing the brand, like the artists, Sean Trims, Miss Charlie, the featured artists who couldn't be here, Basic, Grey Beats. The word is being spread. People are starting to realize it's hard for people to sleep on us now, you know, because if they don't hear us on radio, they see us on TV. If they don't see us on TV, they check us out on the press.
All right. So here's the thing for me, right?
Yeah.
Because you guys are independent,
yeah.
Right? As far as I'm aware. So tell me, how do you mix into the public world? You know, the world of record labels, the world of radio. Because I presume it's much harder to get into radio or mainstream distribution as an independent artist. No.
No, it's not really that. What I picked up, because I've been doing everything on my own, what I've picked up is that radio stations, it depends on who's plugging on the music.
All right, who's plugging on the music?
Plugging on the music.
No, I'm asking, who is? Who do you talk to?
Nah, like, I plug my own music.
Yeah, but I'm saying in terms of the radio station.
I'm speaking, when I plug the music, I speak directly to the music compiler. You got to understand, there's people who do this as a business. Uh-huh. Like, somebody can say, oh, Mark can be like, all right, cool, man. My job is to plug music. I know each and every music compiler. Give me 15K. I got you. Submit to all the radio stations. But don't expect stuff will be playlisted.
See, that's a fuck.
Whoa. So you're paying.
Yeah.
And you're not even guaranteed that
it's
it will go
certain.
Out. How?
Certain.
How is that? Why is
it's
that?
It's like, that's how they roll.
That's like boosting shit on the internet, though.
What are you paying them for, then?
Basically, you're just paying them to sit down and them putting your submitting your music, something that you can do for yourself.
So who's the guy who makes the final decision then, if it's not the compiler, right? So they say they see an email of Certified Click Music. That's your people, right? That's your company. Yeah. That's a production company, right? So you go to the compiler of, let's say, 5FM, just for the sake of this conversation. You're like, yeah, okay, here's my music. It's dope. Eastside 2.0. I want it to be on your playlist.
Yeah.
Here's your 15K. So now do you just
compiler 15K.
Who do you pay?
The middleman.
That's what I'm saying. It's sort of like a middleman. There's people who do this as a business.
Yeah, yeah, like, I see.
I'll just take your stuff. And those people have access to all the like the offices in these radio stations you're talking about. Compared to me, I don't have access at like Radio Smangmang to speak to the music compiler.
So how do you know that they're for real? How do you trust them? Like that they're actually putting your music
They're gonna give you like they how can I put it?
Is there an invoice? What I'm trying to say is that how do you know you're not getting fucked?
They have like a track record of artists they've plugged for, and those people that like go to the social media will tell you like, hey, thank you, Mark, for plugging my music. My song is number one. And you know those kind of things.
Yeah.
And they have like what's this? They put it in a PDF format. Like, yo, this is how we do it. This is the artist we work with. This is how we approach radio stations. And this is the lead time. Mm. Just give us like a month. And then after a month, you're going to start seeing results. And then every Friday, we're going to give you a spin report to tell you how your song is doing, blah, 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 which is something you can do on your own.
Oh, and then that, so if your song does better, it climbs through the ranks I see. Mm-hmm. And have you felt the effects of playing on radio or being on Sunrise and that having effect on your career?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that feel like? Do you feel like you've elevated almost an ascension?
Nah, it's like people look at you like differently. You know, like people got like a different perspective of you now. Like, you know, like people start taking you serious because you kind of use that to pitch other things as well, you know, to pitch to perform at other big stages as well. You know, you can pitch to perform at Phillips, but then you're only doing community radio stations and little things. You know what I mean?
No disrespect to them. So it makes it the picture bigger.
Yeah, it makes the picture bigger. Like, yo, man, I was just on Sunrise, and Sunrise is like a couple of M's viewership. We're just on UOTV. We're just on Trends. We're just on Shiz Life. And there's, till this day, there's people that still remember me from Shiz Life. You know, what I do is when I go to big events, like, I just go backstage and I holler at dudes and stuff. So it's other time I holler at Reason. I'm like, yeah, how you doing, bro? It's like, I'm good, thanks. I'm like, hey, yo, do you know Sean Trims? I was like, Trims. Sean Eastside. Shiz Life. Sean Trims. He doesn't even know he's talking to Sean Trims.
He
remembers something.
He remembers something. I'll get back to that and, you know, the bigger exposure and the platform. But I just want to talk to Miss Charlie over here for a second. Woo! How you doing, ladies? Good. So how's the blow up been? How's the come up been since we last saw you guys?
Ooh, it's been crazy.
You can speak directly to that mic like you kissing it. It's cold. It's winter, baby. Make love to that microphone. Yeah.
It's been crazy. Uh-huh. Performance after performance. You know, we've been riding with Sean Trends, doing the whole East Side movement. We've got a couple other guys on it as well. And yeah, the hustle continues.
The hustle continues. A luta continua. The struggle continues, baby. Yeah. It's never easy. That's the thing. People look at you on TV and see nice things and they think you're balling. And that's just not the case. We're gonna ball, but
speaking on that, example, you would see them on TV today, bruh. We sent a request 6 months ago, type of thing. It's like follow up, and then you get mad. You're like, yo, this guy just released a song last week.
Yeah.
I sent you this 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Put him on before me.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And now you can't debate why they put him on before you. I mean, it's not your station, you know. But you're still like, damn, dog. I thought there's some due process here.
Yeah. I wanna find out in terms of, you know, the industry, the music industry, female wise. I know there's a couple of artists out there that's already honing their craft, like your Nadia Nakai. How's the reception been towards you guys and building up to the, like, building your rep up in the game?
You know what? Because we're still starting out, right? So in the small places that we've performed in, going into bigger places like SABC and stuff that we've been to, people actually seem to like the Miss Charlie sound, which is a 90s kind of vibe.
Real talk.
So it's been good. It's been good. And I think that there is a market for Miss Charlie, and I think Miss Charlie will do well.
I think it's coming back.
Yes.
I think, like, just riding around with them, they respect, like, anywhere we go. We could go to the trenches. We could go to the, like, from the bottom to the top. Yeah. Like, we could go to the roughest neighborhood.
It's all love.
Still kill it and give it they all.
Yeah.
You know? And leave at like 12 at night.
We live in the troll hours.
Oh, you could go to Taboo. The Sands. Like, they still have the same energy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Respecting
the craft.
Respecting the culture and respecting the audience and understanding that they are there for you. So you give them what they're there for and they'll show you love back.
Yeah.
And when we first put out Eastside and they saw them on the cover, they thought they were going to rap, like, they rappers and stuff. Until they heard the voices and stuff. And then they're like, damn.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear the voices soon. So we're going to give you a little taste, but before we do that, I just wanted to chat a little bit about this idea of blowing up, right?
Yeah.
And having the spotlight on you, right? Do you ever feel like you have to play or act a particular way in order to further yourself in the game? Or do you believe that you can be true and genuine in every instance and still maintain the popular audience?
Nah, dog, like, we gotta be ourselves. That's why, like, it starts with the music. This is us. You know what I mean?
But I mean, like, being on TV, like, and like something like Sunrise, you know, you're not allowed to swear. It's different from being on Cliff Central where we can talk our talk, you know what I'm saying?
I think you can still find authenticity, or you can still project that with a bit of a filter, you know, the necessary filter for national broadcasting, where you have to dumb it down a bit. It's not that you're not being yourself. It's just that you're giving them just enough of yourself.
You're playing to your audience.
Precisely.
I hear you. All right, cool. No, that's what I wanted to find out from you, but that's so dope. Right now, we're going to listen to a track from the homie, Eastside by Sean Trims. Yo, take a listen, man. This guy's blowing up, and it's here at Cliff Central, at The Worst Guys, and it's huge.
To the east side, all eyes on us when we rise. They be tripping cause they see the way we ride. I'd like to welcome everybody to the east. Living good on the east. They be tripping cause they see the way we ride.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tells you, now lady hasn't downloaded your file. And then I speak to that guy on the phone, I'm like, yo, and they're like, yeah, we heard it. We not feeling it. And I'm like, motherfucker, like, you haven't even downloaded that shit. But I say that in my mind, you know what I mean?
But now, I'm sure you're also in tune with the radio DJs. There's some DJs that you're in tune with at these stations. What power do they have, or what influence do they have in terms of getting your shit playlisted?
Bruh, it's all about who you know.
Yes, for example.
So me not knowing them, I'm in trouble.
Say, for example, you know very, 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 very well Smash, right?
Yeah.
And he's a radio... No. We love.
It was just so interesting. I didn't wanna stop the flow. Yeah. But
you know, like, say for example, you know Smash, right? Smash Africa.
Okay.
On 5 right now. Because he's gone. I've known him since he was at Kofsi Radio in Bloom, right? So from Kofsi to Y to 5, you see what I'm saying? And that growth has been insane. So now I've got direct contact to him. What's stopping me from saying, okay, yo, Smash, play this song?
No, he can't play it. It has to go. The music team, when it comes to the music, they are the authority when it comes to music.
And he can't push forward any.
He plays your song that didn't go through the authority. He's gone the next day.
Yes.
Woo! I see. So there's process. There'll always be a structure that you have to climb. There's always a man, bro.
It's in Taboo late at night.
It's the bouncer.
It's so that's what actually makes me mad, because they think they're mind fucking us, bro.
Yeah.
But we could, and it says a whole lot about their character. You never know in the future it can bump into me. You're going to need some.
Yeah. All right. So you guys just listened to Eastside. That's by Sean Trims and Miss Charlie. I love the vocal. vocals on that track, Miss Charlie. Can I just ask you guys quickly about this style, right? Because I genuinely do think that the soulful R&B, you know, shirt off in the rain kind of music is coming back. You know, your Daniel Caesars, yes.
Back in the day, if you didn't take off your shirt, you weren't selling. Your record wasn't gonna be.
If you didn't take off your shirt, go crying outside the window. So let's talk about the comeback of this sound, man. Is it just what happened? Firstly, why did it shift, and what did it shift to, and why are we going back? Is it just a thing of cycles? Is it like fashion, where you know these type of shades were in fashion in the 1950s, mm-hmm. and now they're back? Mm-hmm. Is it just like that, or are we now going back to what we remember, we know and love, and we're sticking to it? Because it's not necessarily new. Maybe there's different like electronic elements, you know, like the way Solange is. You know what I'm saying? It's not Boys to Men, but there's still that element, you know. But tell me how you feel about your genre and the comeback of this soulful R&B.
Like, personally, I love 90s music.
Yeah,
I really love it.
Who's your peeps? Tamia, surely.
TLC.
All right. Yeah.
Child was my one. Just random people, you know, like when you hear a song and you're like, oh, that person sings it. Yeah, like, I feel like we're going back to a time when music was enjoyable.
Mm.
You know, it's about the lyrics again, music that has meaning.
Yeah,
I feel like that's where we're going.
And can I tell you something about that? I think it's because, obviously, art reflects reality. Yeah. I think we're starting to find meaning again. In ourselves, in the purpose of life, and it's reflecting in our music, because I think we lost it when, you know, we just didn't know what the fuck was going on. Everything was kind of a mess, you know, and now we can kind of see a clearer picture of where we want to go. You know, we know that love is the future. We know that we have a purpose. We know that we're not here for nothing. And I think there was a time where we didn't really know what the fuck was up.
Yeah,
and then that reflected in our music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's these trends, man.
Yeah.
I think, well, speaking as an artist, I think we also like to go back to what we grew up with. And like, because the 90s music had a lot of influence on our generation right now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We're kind of just going back to what we know.
Yeah.
Our time right now, so we do what we know.
100%.
So the next generation will probably do the same.
And to be honest with you, like, I see it not necessarily just in the music, but also in the, like you said, the fashion.
Yeah.
Like, you know those, the tracksuits, your
Gap and
Trail
fades.
Yeah, yo, the like fade is coming back. Like, a fade is a jean for a black man. Like,
it's like your LL Cool J.
Yeah. My blue jeans, baby.
It's your LL Cool J sort of look, you know, your with your bucket hat.
Yeah. It's coming back, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's, yeah, the cycle, the circle of life. All right, yo, we're about to go into some news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know the worst, guys. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
At it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young fella and extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy.
All right. So it's been a very interesting week. The first story that really caught my attention, I couldn't stop laughing at this. It's not even funny. It's just really, really cool. But a JMPD officer helped a lady deliver a baby on the M1 on Tuesday evening. Yeah. Imagine, that's like some movie shit. You're calling this lady in for a fine. Sorry, sis. And then she's contracting and shit. It's like, no, stuff with the coke. You know what I mean? But I mean, like, it's so cool that she actually did that. I mean, surely that's not in her job description. You know what I mean?
How was it even successful in the first place?
Because it was an Uber.
With service delivery of JMPD, you know. I mean, I just mind my own business and I get pulled over, you know what I'm saying? So now must I also say,
now I've got contractions. What would your excuse for as a guy be, though? You know, you can't be like, I'm going to give birth.
No, but she was really, like, where do you start? You don't have any towels out in the middle of the road. What do you use?
Dog. And that Uber driver must have got a 5-star rating as well. Because, like, that's so dope. All right. That's cool. And then also the Cape Town Airport name change. This is a hot topic that is trending on social media, trending in general. What do you guys think about that? Changing the name of the Cape Town International Airport? Apparently, the first choice, the first in the running is Winnie Madikizela Mandela International Airport, which I fucks with, honestly.
Me too.
Yeah.
I feel like she hasn't been, you know, recognized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And sadly, it's coming after her passing, but it needs to happen.
No, even if it does come after her passing, we are commemorating her and her legacy and her memory because she wasn't just Nelson Mandela's wife.
True.
You know, she was Winnie Madikizela Mandela. And yeah. And a lot of people forget about that a lot of the time. So that's what I'm going for. But I don't know. I don't know if AXA's going to take it.
The people in Cape Town are fighting this thing, eh?
Yeah.
Like, no, the indigenous people must also get recognition.
Oh, shit. We're going to have the next airport is going to be Koko International. Kwikwi. Yo, just landed that? At Kwikwi International.
What's that on the back of a coin of like a 5 rand? You'll see Ikaba. What? That's exactly what's gonna be written on there. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, because it's the whole going back to getting the land back and everything. Who originally owned the land? Now that's what you're going all the way back there.
But the thing is, the SABC exposed who already originally owned the land. You remember that advert where that Khoisan was just running with a rugby ball? What's this? You know, that we all know who originally owned the land. But like, and then they still want to shrink. Oh, I don't know whose land this was. I mean, I just fought a lot because, you know, I just got it from my mom, my dad.
Yeah. They worked hard for it, you know.
Just work hard, you know what I'm saying?
Woo! All right. And a bit of a bleak news here, but the GDP has gone down 2.2% for the period between January and March. Hey, man, South Africa can never catch a break, bruh. We get Cyril in. He's busy taking walks out here while our niggas are starving. No shade, Cyril. That was just a shot. Unnecessary, but still, our people are dying out here. It's 27.7% unemployment still, and it's going down worse still. And I saw the petrol price, dog. It's like $15.54 today for unleaded petrol. I'm like, holy shit. This is crazy.
And then I get a ticket fine this morning.
Shit. What did you get a fine for?
This is hilarious.
Yeah, tell us.
And I just got off the phone with you and then I hit the yellow, man.
Uh-huh, don't try to blame me now. It's you, dog.
No, I hit the yellow lane, like, shh.
Yeah. You know? The yellow lane. Hey, and they find you for that.
Like,
that's a bit unnecessary.
The car opened the back seat.
Bruh.
And he was like trying to search us, and it was hectic.
Classic black man living.
Should have delivered a baby.
Hey, yeah, you should have just pretended like you were pregnant, Masiko. What the hell? Come on, we know this now.
But now that goes directly with the price of Lucy's, the price of taxis. Now everything's
dog,
gonna go
everything.
Up.
And the price of taxis just went up. Now the price is also going up for petrol. It means it's gonna go up again. And it's deep when the price of taxis go up because, you know, like, this is a lot of pressure on them because they know how much 2 rand means to all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Every single time the taxi price goes up, we lose maybe about like 10% of the
workforce. Yeah.
Can't make it work anymore.
Sorry, guys. You're going to bump the cheese up. That's why we strike so fucking much, actually, because niggas need to bump the cheese up. Anyway, another interesting story, the Van Buren trial, he is being sentenced. I think he has been sentenced, actually, but I don't know if you guys know the story of Henry Van Buren. Yeah, that Stellenbosch guy. He axed his family, dog.
Yo.
Like, we went crazy over Oscar Pistorius. Oscar Pistorius doesn't hold a candle to this guy. He smoked a cigarette and waited for the bodies to die before he called the ambulance. That's like some demented movie. I'd love to write that movie, actually.
No, I'd love to fucking interview that guy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so what was wrong?
No, dog, that's not Pache shit. That's fucking No, that's Bonang's rocks in your cupboard type shit.
What was that about?
No, aka apparently
Clayson. Why do you mark his folks? Like,
I don't know, he must hate them.
It goes out in your mind to kill your parents and your brother.
He must have watched Sarafina. He's like, you guys did this.
He was ripping us. He was ripping the black folk. Thanks, Henry. We appreciate it. This honor. Appreciate it.
Free Henry.
Free Henry. Woo. All right. And also, America, the American Beauty Pageant has now announced, well, Miss America has announced that the competition will no longer be about beauty.
Oh. America did it
first.
Yeah. But I mean, like, what the fuck?
So you guys believe in this thing?
Look, I've always said that if you're going to be Miss South Africa, if you're going to have the pageant, then you should have women that represent every type of woman in South Africa. Why can't we have a chubby Miss South Africa? She can be equal.
I
love thick women. Yes.
Because look, she can be just as beautiful. Mm, mm-hmm. She can be, and even more beautiful than a skinny chick.
All right, that's true. 100%. But now we're taking away the idea that beauty is a bad, well, we're saying that beauty is a bad thing. Beauty is amazing. We are creatures of beauty. We are attracted to beauty. Beautiful mountains, beautiful views. Beauty is just,
I feel like,
so
only one type of beautiful.
Exactly.
But there isn't. There's a different Miss America every year. Different races, so it's just a body thing. It's a size.
It's not the same. If you look at Miss South Africa, Rolene and Demi Lee, they look alike.
Yeah.
There's a certain type of beauty that they want.
Why
she
can't
to be
we
tall,
have
thick Leonce?
Why?
No. I'm not advocating for it.
But
I'm
like,
just.
Why can't
and
you have
why can't
a
you have
thick, well educated, well spoken girl?
Exactly.
Who's gorgeous. She can do the same job.
Yeah, but they usually are well spoken and have education and like. So are you guys just saying this is the fact that you want thicker women in the competition? Because that's what it sounds like. Because you can be beautiful and thick, you can be thin and thick and beautiful.
Yes.
So it's just about the size then. It's not about beauty. Beauty is
representation.
All right, but what I'm trying to get to, and especially I'm so glad that there's women here. There are beautiful people and there are ugly people. I get the whole we're all beautiful inside. Yeah, we are. Shout out. But let's be honest, there are some people who are more photogenic than others.
Yes.
And it's just the way it is. Yes. So you don't have a problem with beauty. You're just saying, let's just extend the size. You know what I'm saying?
The
range.
If I focus. Miss South Africa, I don't see someone who looks like me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a model type person, which is probably like 2% of the population.
But that's the thing. Miss South Africa doesn't have to be you. That's not your gift. It's like, you're not going to be a neurosurgeon. Not everybody's going to be Michael Jackson. You know that it's not, because it's a competition of who has the most sauce, essentially.
Yeah, it's called
I'm hot as fuck.
Pageant.
I've got a master's degree.
Can be beautiful.
No. I support that. Keep that in mind. I support that. All I'm saying is that now the majority of them are going to be like, oh, well, now you're putting me out of the market because now everybody's beautiful now.
Yeah. If everybody's beautiful, then nobody's beautiful.
It can still be to be extremely beautiful. Just you don't have to be so thin.
All right. No, I'm out here for the thick women's, man.
Off the top of your head.
Miss Charlie for
this.
President.
I just need each of you to then just nominate somebody off the top of your head.
In South Africa?
Yes.
Yeah, let's say South Africa.
Thick person. What about that Dineo Megeti girl? Is she tall enough?
Why does she have to be tall?
You see, you were just
to be a model size girl.
Yeah.
You see, but that's the whole thing. You're creating an idea of what a model is.
Yeah.
If you're saying tall, then beauty is part and parcel of your tall because it's what a model is.
If you're saying
that she can be thicker, then she can be shorter.
Yeah.
She can be a dwarf.
Uh-huh.
She can be, you know,
Mark,
you know what I mean?
For president.
Short, thick girls.
You see, now it's not even you.
Pick your struggle. Yeah.
Now it's a charity event.
Now every time we take photos, we must go landscape. What the fuck?
No, landscape.
I can't take portrait photos.
Yeah, oh, shit. Okay. Then, we don't have enough time for this, but I wanted to talk a little bit about Jaden Smith and his video about school being like prisons.
Yeah,
I don't know if
I
you guys
that.
Saw that. Yeah. He's intense, dude. The guy's woke. He was talking about how, you know, the school system trained us to, you know, listen to authority, follow the bell. There's a certain times that you're allowed to go outside and play. There's a certain place that time you're around. Dog, and I've been saying the school system has been fucked up.
It is.
Yeah. But we're on the brink of a revolution, yo. We're on the brink. Anyway. Back to the music, the reason why we are all here. Brother Man, Sean Trims, Miss Charlie, as far as I'm aware, you guys are going to do a little something for us. Right? Are you guys going to do a little something? All right, so tell me a little bit about this track, Miss Charlie.
East Side.
Is it East Side?
Or is it
Didn't we?
No. Which one
we
is
just
it?
Played
Eastside. We just played Eastside, so whatever you didn't play.
Wait, how many more songs can we rock?
You can play the live one.
Okay, so we're gonna play one more and then perform one.
No, we're gonna perform one and then we're gonna go home. Yeah. What? Okay, no, we can play.
You gotta talk to that traffic officer.
Like, yeah, man. Yeah, remember,
like the whole purpose is for everybody to hear the new track 2.0.
Alright, play 2.0. Play 2.0. Yeah. The thing is, yeah, there are people coming in next.
We kill it with the classic 2.0.
With a track 2.0.
Oh, man, this banger, you guys are going to love this.
All right, so we're going to love this. This is Eastside 2.0. So there was one, and then this is 2.0. So we just listened to one.
Let me just introduce it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
I present to you Sean Trims featuring Miss Charlie. Great beats and basic, produced by Peach Align Beats. Eastside 2.0.
Coming from songs produced by Peach Line Beats, cause we gunning for everything in store. Orchestrating moves to make the East world famous offshore. Yes, Lord. East side of Exodus, the hood is secured by young, fly, intelligent blacks on board. Eerie from the bottom, now we on our way to stardom, and we just a couple songs away from those awards. Cut to us on lack, East side on lack. Don't expect a feature from me if you don't rep yours. We've been tested and tried, cooked and fried. Now certified click coming up like the McLaren doors. I be seen in the race while I'm riding in a Ford. Thinking about the things my parents couldn't afford. Life is about to change because the shit that we record is strong enough to take the East side.
Yeah. That's Eastside 2.0 by Sean Trims featuring Miss Charlie. As you can hear, it's a banger and it'll be going around radio. It'll be going around the world, right? Right. Because it's on this podcast, so it's in Hong Kong, like I told you, man. It's in Hong Kong right now. I, as you always know, we worst rapper with the worst guy, Cypher. We've got some beautiful voices in the room. We've got Sean Trims in the room. Yeah. Who knows what we might come out with, man?
Yeah.
You can go around and play.
It is. It's like building up.
It's building up. Oh, must be intense build up. Because.
Can you hear anything?
Oh. It's very soft. Nice. We're going to have to put our mics very soft as well.
This is so soulful. Okay. Rainy day.
Whoa.
Winter's coming. Hey. Beware for the storm, beware for the storm. I do not conform to the norm. I go by the name of R-E-H-A-B. And as you can see, hey, I'm a worst guy. This beat reminds me of N-A-S. And N-A-S, yeah, we the best. I'm talking Nas, everybody know I got the bars. Though I'm not driving a fast car right now.
Not driving a fast car right now.
But I will pretty soon. I bring the doom in the room. Everybody knows when I make a noise, I go kaboom.
Blow. Yeah. Everybody know I'm stepping in the crowd. Yeah. I'm getting dirty now. We out here in the marsh. But everybody know that I'm stinking like I'm the shit.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm sticking up the toilet. But you can't even keep it fresh like I do. Like I'm an air freshener, lavender scents. Yeah, you know I got the best. I've got
some potpourri for me, Mark and Blue Lee. Can you please tell the people here?
I always got the potpourri for you. And you know what? I got the honeybee too.
Hey, look. Wait, hey, was that Shirley? The girl I dated last year and her hair was so curly.
Oh, yeah.
Early the morning, while I was yawning, she knocked on my door. I said, you know what? Come on in.
Hey.
What did she say to you when she came through to your room? Did you bring the boom?
Yeah, I think so. But I think she feeling me because I'm slick. Because I'm not just a cute nigga. I'm not a public figure.
Hey.
I ain't the one to holler at if you a gold digger.
Hey.
I ain't the one to holler at if the check's bigger.
Hey.
But I'm the one to holler at if the check's bigger.
Now tell me this. 100
Rand fade. Versace bracelets. Louis Vuitton shade.
Hey.
Hit it by any means. Damn it, crime pays. Man, I'm tired of getting love only on my birthday. In
hey.
A world where cash rules. Have to bust moves. If I don't, I'll be part of the stats. But I refuse. I got like 1,000 something followers on Twitter. You go against me, you and your million followers gon' lose.
Oh.
I'm fresh up the dirt, they ain't got no clue. Ready to fix the game, I got my tools. I'm just every kid from the hood. Just fantasize about spending 100,000 on a shoe.
Hey,
fantasize about 10,000 rand on a shoe. Man, I'm gonna get it soon. What you gonna do soon? I'll be stunning in Louis Vuitton too.
Hey.
But I don't even give about that shit, dude.
Hey.
Because I'm out here trying to get the people, yo. Because it's more than the flow, it's what I'm thinking, yo. Not y'all. Out here being screw boys in Brum.
But I've been a mic fiend.
since 19.
Hey.
Shorty one hanger, scoop but like an ice cream.
Hey.
Still wouldn't touch me with your eight limbs. No relation to the barber, but my name is Sean Trey.
Hey. Hey. I started spitting when I came out the womb. I started spitting when I came in the room. I'm in the studio now when I bring the sound that goes around. Everybody hear how I get down on the beat. How I get drowned off the heat. Everybody knows they better put me on repeat. You better playlist me, better playlist Shrimp Trims. Everybody knows he shoots. He never hits the rim. It goes swoosh, swoosh. Everybody knows I'm the proof, the proof. What's the use in trying to get to me? Hey, you'll never see me like John Cena B.
Yo, it's the Worst Guys. Rapping out with the Worst Guys Cypher.
Yeah.
Sean Trims, yeah. Miss Charlie. Thank you so much. You guys have been absolutely fantastic.
Some of them spit, though.
Yeah. We out.
Word.
This is CliffCentral.com.